And we're really happy to have the duo with us that you're about to hear. I've been looking forward to hearing them since they were booked some time ago. You'll get a chance to meet them throughout the next segment. Let's welcome Peter Wright and Lee Stivers, known as Rightly Noted.
All right.
The fox went out on a chilly night, prayed for the moon to give him light, as he'd many a mile go that night before he reached the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, he'd many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, he ran till he came to a great big pen. Ducks and the geese were kept therein. He said, a couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, said a couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, he grabbed a gray goose by the neck, threw a duck across his back. You know, he didn't mind the quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down. Oh, down, oh, down, oh, he didn't mind the quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down. Oh, old Mrs. Featherbedder jumped out of bed. Out of the window she thrust her head. She cried, John, John, the gray goose is gone, the fox is on the town. Oh, John, John, the gray goose is gone, the fox is on the town, oh. Johnny ran to the top of the hill, blew his horn both loud and shrill. The fox, he said, I better run with my kill, we'll soon be on my trail, oh. Trail, oh, trail, oh, the fox, he said, I better run with my kill, we'll soon be on my trail. Mighty fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh, they said, Daddy, Daddy, better go back again, it must be a mighty fine town, oh. Then the fox and his wife, without any strife, carved up the goose with a fork and knife. You know, they never had such a supper in their lives, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, the bones, oh.
Rightly Noted at the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome. It's good to have you here. I need to find out a little bit more about the two of you. Lee, I'm going to start with you.
Okay. Well, I'm Lee Stivers. I live in Washington, Pennsylvania. I do all kinds of things in the musical world, including playing in Rightly Noted. And we're really happy to be here today.
Yeah. What are some of the other things you do?
Well, I'm very involved in organizing the Whiskey Rebellion Festival. I line up all the music for that. That's been going on for 6 years now. I manage bands. Actually, one of the bands that you have appeared here before, the Jacobs Ferry Stragglers.
Yeah.
I manage that band.
They did a great job when they were here before.
Yeah.
And the Whiskey Rebellion Festival is always a great. Now, that's coming up in about a month, right?
Well, we had our winter festival. That was last weekend.
I thought so. You know, I knew I had read something, and I got to it a little bit too late to have somebody come on and talk about it.
We will do that again next year. But our July festival, July 8th, 9th, and 10th in Washington, Pennsylvania, downtown. And we have music all for 3 days. But our big headliner act on the Saturday night concert is the Traveling McCoorys.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
That should be a lot
Spread
of fun.
The word. And it's free.
And you've successfully brought whiskey back to, you know, southwestern Pennsylvania.
We had a little help.
Yeah.
You know, good products sell themselves.
So Lee was playing bass, and then we have Peter, who's playing guitar right now. Peter, a little bit more about you.
I was a college professor. I taught technology education, so I taught the teachers for the technology classes in the schools. And I visited a lot of the schools around here.
Oh, where did you teach?
At California University.
Okay, so you probably did get around, and I imagine the intermediate unit there has a really good tech center, and I suspect you spent some time there.
Some, yeah. We don't control the local school district.
Oh.
No one wants a local professor telling them what to do.
That's interesting. So did you find – was your time mostly spent in Allegheny County? Or?
I would go – we would go where there were good tech ed programs, and we would go with student teachers.
Okay, interesting. That's true. If it's an expert right in your own backyard,
that's right.
It might.
I had to get about 100 miles away before people thought I knew anything.
Yeah, that's goes back to the Bible, I think. And, and when did you start playing music?
I really started playing in my 20s and not seriously until I was probably almost 40. Lee started even later, I think.
Yeah, I didn't do any music at all until I was 40, so I'm...
Really?
None whatsoever as a kid.
And how did the two of you start playing together?
We actually met through another person who has performed here, Amy Mellison.
Uh-huh.
She and I knew her. We were playing some stuff together, and she introduced me to Peter, and the three of us were a band for a while, Amy, M, and the Coattail Riders.
Oh, so. Nice. I like that. That's a good name.
Yeah, we liked it.
Keep that name. Don't let anybody else go.
The act is going well. Now we're married, so.
Oh, very good. Well, I kind of had a feeling that was the case, but I didn't want to assume anything. And you're married to each other,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
That's because sometimes you both can be married, but to right. other people. You're married to each other. And,
yes, this point.
Yeah. It's great to have you here. We should get to another song all or right. two. What do you want to do next?
We're going to do a song called the LNN, and this is a song by Jean Ritchie.
Great wrote, song.
She wrote a wonderful number of coal mining songs. She actually passed away not too long ago, within the last year, but just left a wonderful legacy of work.
This is one terrific song. If you can listen to the words, do your best to.
My daddy set me down on his knee, saying, son, you go to school, you learn your letters, and don't you be no dusty miner boy like me. I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler, where the coal cars roll, they rumble past my door. The doorway.
rightly noted, at the Saturday Light Brigade, I've always liked that song a lot. And actually, I liked The Fox, too. The song, I can't wait to hear what's up.
The Fox is hundreds of years old.
Yeah, and it's been played so many different ways and so many different times. Do you two play out much? We were joking before about...
We have started playing out more. We've played some wineries and some, like, corporate parties and a bar or two even.
Yeah. Excellent. Anything coming up? Not to put you on the spot.
Oh, yeah. We're playing at the Black Bear Burritos down in Morgantown, downtown Morgantown, on this coming Thursday, on the 10th. And that's all we have coming up at the moment scheduled. But we will be playing out again at the President's Pub in Washington, which is a new place downtown, and probably again at the Copper Kettle in the future. So we keep our schedule up on Facebook, so you can find us on Facebook on just under Rightly Noted.
Great. And I just linked to that from our Facebook
great.
Site. And I'm about to hit post on a picture of the two of you playing in the studio right now.
Great. I approve of that picture.
Oh, it's thank you. You know, for me, that's about the best you're going to get. But tell me about this mandolin. You know, I was looking at it through the window, and it looked like a bouzouki at first.
Yeah.
And that's a very different, it is not your typical bluegrass mandolin.
No, it's not. This is a Rigel mandolin, and it's an A style, so it doesn't have the curly piece of wood on the top. But it's also not bound like most instruments are. It's actually carved, and the top is set in.
Oh, wow.
And then put over. So it really is beautiful, and it's fun to play. But if anything ever goes seriously wrong with it, it's not going to be an easy fix. So
is it,
I baby it.
Is it made here, do you know, in the United States?
This is about 15 years old, this instrument. And I, at the time, the builder was working out of Vermont. He's since moved on to another area, and I don't know where that is.
But. Yeah, it's a beautiful instrument. What are you going to play?
We're going to play a song called...
Ask her.
I'm going to play the mandolin we just talked about. That's what I'm going to do.
We're going to play Cornbread and Butterbeans, and this is a song
that's another good song.
Yeah, that the Carolina Chocolate Drops, I don't know if they wrote it or if they've just covered it. It may be an older song than that.
I think it's older, and I think it was in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, too, I think. I'll check on that.
It could have been.
It's on the soundtrack to that album.
Oh, okay.
It may not have made the cut for the movie.
Okay. All right. Well, here's our rendition.
Cornbread and butter beans, and you across the table, eating them beans and loving you as long as I am able. Thank you.
writing checks. It ought to be unlawful. Silk hose and frilly clothes is just a waste of money. Come with me and stay with me and say you'll be my honey. Cornbread and butter beans and you across the table.
Saturday Light Brigade. I was doing my research as you were playing, and I don't know why I'm thinking it was on the O Brother soundtrack, because it's not. But we'll figure it out. I think it's an old song though. I think it goes way back as a work song, and even a sort of a dance song going way back. To old times. In fact, it was hard to find too much quickly. It's you would know as a professor. It's hard to do research
when you're doing something else.
Yes, when you're doing
a million
other things. Do you miss? Are you still doing
that
work?
No, I retired.
That's what I thought you said. So this group is called Rightly.
And I miss the
noted.
Students.
I'll bet you do. I'm sure they miss you too. Terrific to have you both here. I can't wait to hear what you're going to play next, because everyone has been like a favorite.
Well, this will be a little different.
Okay.
I'm introducing a third instrument into my repertoire.
I saw.
And there are lots of young children listening.
Now, it's interesting.
And there are 30-something-year-old parents who remember this.
I saw that. And I was thinking, did somebody get my out? And
I
saw that there, and
feel free to chime
and I was
in.
Thinking, one of those kids must have reached into my drawer and pulled out my. But it was your all along. Who knew? Hang on, I've always wanted to do this. 11:40, 20 minutes to noon. Okay, I just had to try it.
That's great.
So, will we know what this song is? Or?
Oh, you will know.
We'll know it? Okay.
Ready? Rubber ducky, you're the one. You made bath time so much fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Rubber ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, I'd like a whole pond of you. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I meet a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Oh, I'm awfully fond of Rubber Ducky. I'd like a whole pond of Rubber Ducky. I'm awfully fond of you. Skidoo-doo.
Rightly noted. And I'm really glad that you brought your here today. And it's amazing how Lee, I'm sure she won't mind me telling you this. She had this custom-made sterling silver holder that she wore around her neck as she played her. And I didn't even know they made those. I want to get one of those for me. You know, if Dylan had done that, the whole world would be playing kazoos with those holders around them. I mean, I can remember when my brother in probably 66 or 67, everybody, right, had to have one of those harmonica holsters that kind of looked like, you know, braces that you wear at night.
I never could get used to them either.
Rightly noted, is here. They're from Washington, Pennsylvania. And it's nice to know about Lee Stivers' management of some of the groups that you've mentioned. It's nice. You know, a lot of groups, I think, and you mentioned Jacob's Fairy Stragglers, who we adored when they were here, really could use somebody to do some of that work, right? To kind of make sure that you don't get exploited, that perhaps you need to know that recognition, publicity, and exposure don't buy groceries when you go to the store.
Indeed. And, well, it's a new venture for me, so we're seeing how this goes.
And, well, I imagine it's been going well, and plus you mentioned the Whiskey Rebellion festival and organization. It's been 7 years, did you
say? 6 years. We started 2010 was the first year. It was a bicentennial of the town, and we had such a great – we actually had Ricky Skaggs out that year. I don't know how we managed that. I can't take credit for that, but – it was such a great celebration that we decided to just make it an annual event, and it's just grown and grown.
Well, and that planning an event of that magnitude, that takes a lot.
There's
a lot of moving
people.
Parts, and it's probably a year-round effort. So that's coming up in July. So you two have pretty busy lives. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do an instrumental featuring our fine mandolin player.
This is one called St. Anne's Reel.
Stivers, they're picking away at St. Anne's Reel, and you sounded really good on that. How did you two, did you have musical families at all growing up, or did you both grow up in Washington County, for that matter?
I grew up in Virginia and listened to a lot of bluegrass music. That was kind of that was the music that we had. We listened to a lot.
What city?
And outside of Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Okay.
And I've since lived all over the place. But no, we didn't. Not really any musical stuff. I just, decided
to pick
it up.
I grew up in Connecticut, and my father was a very good piano player who couldn't read music, but if you played him something, he could play it on the piano.
Did you have to learn that you were the Nutmeg State growing up, and all those?
I had to learn to spell Connecticut was the hard part.
We have a song somewhere I'll play for you called Connie's Got Connections in Connecticut, which is a great song. Now, in Virginia, you'd probably hear bluegrass on the radio, think. And
D.C. area is big, hotbed of bluegrass music.
Yeah, WAMU at the time was playing a lot of bluegrass. And I believe it's Gaelic's Virginia, Galax, has a station that is playing bluegrass regularly now. And I drove through and was just tickled. And they had live bluegrass on. I think that that station is close to the city that's the model for Mayberry, right? Mount Airy, North Carolina. But that was a fun station to listen to.
I do want to give a little shout out to the Augusta Heritage Center at Davis and Elkins College. And that's a program, a traditional music program, summer programs that they have gone, I think they've been going on for 35 years. I've been attending every summer for the last 10 years. So this will be my 11th year studying bluegrass and acoustic blues. Peter's been a few times as well.
It's been a long, long time. Ricky and I tell a funny story about that. Ricky, you should know Ricky and I are buried if you didn't. But we went there once to go hear, you know, music and to enjoy it. And we hadn't checked our schedule. We just decided to drive down. And we were too late. You know, the season was over.
Oh, no.
And what we ended up seeing was a classic car cruise. And we still had a fun time, but it was not quite exactly what we had gone for. You know, the hubcaps looked a little like dobros, but not exactly. Now, one of you plays dobro, right? Who you play dobro, and I know you don't have it here today, but dobro, and there's one harmonica. One of you.
Yes.
So you
and
end
I
up,
have it here, but I'm not going to play.
No, that's okay. What brought you here from Connecticut?
In my field, you sort of go where the jobs are. So I taught for a while in the state of Indiana, and then I came here. But I did go to WVU for 8 years, so I wanted to come here.
That can be interpreted lots of different ways.
I got 2 degrees in that time.
No, WVU would put you in the region all in all. I'm so glad you're here. We probably have time, I'm guessing, for 2 or 3 more, depending on their length, if you're just joining us. Rightly noted is the duo. I love the – I'm looking at their card here. Bluegrass, country blues, songs you forgot you liked, which is a great way to describe the music that they are playing. There's a link up on our Facebook page, also at slbradio.org. What's next?
A little Freddie Fender song from Tex-Mex. If he brings you happiness, I wish you all the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if a teardrop ever starts, then I'll be there before the
next.
rightly noted. You've got the makings of a fine album here, if you choose. I don't know if you've done that yet.
I only just started talking about it, but maybe we'll talk about it more seriously.
Yeah,
we taped a few videos, but that's about as far as we've gone.
Well, it's going to be kind of fun. I just think you're picking a lot of songs that folks really like, and, you know, they're natural, they're fun. Stick to those public domain ones, avoid all those royalties, and of which that one is not, the one
right.
we just heard.
No, definitely not.
What is your website? I should know it.
We actually don't have a website
okay, so
up
it's
yet,
the
so
Facebook
it's just the
page.
Facebook page. We're
we have the domain, though. Right.
Excellent. And it's rightly, R-I-G-H-T,
yes.
L-Y, rightly noted. Even though Peter Wright has a W before that.
And some people have messed with signs outside of bars with that name, but we won't name names.
yeah, there's a lot of ways you can do right, isn't it? That's like there. You know, right can be many different ways. We won't. We'll just encourage people to misspell it if we do too much. What would you like to do next?
We've got two more if we can just do them back to back.
Yeah.
Maybe, okay.
Let's do that. And in case I don't get a chance to, let me thank you for being here. It's
thank you
really
for
been
having
a pleasure.
Thank you. This is great.
Look for them in Washington County and in other places, rightly noted. They are Lee Stivers and Peter Wright. And what are you going to do?
We're going to do a Dylan song, Coffee, and then we're going to close it out with an old bluegrass song, Sweetheart of Mine.
Big thanks to Rightly Noted for being here with us today as they close out on the Saturday Light Brigade.
I remember day, the night we parted, a big mistake caused it all. If you'll come back, sunshine will follow. Stay away would be my fault. Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me call? Can't you hear me calling?
A million times.
I love you best.
I mistreated you.
Lord, and I'm sorry.
Come back to me.
Come back to me is my request.